Throughout his long career, Van Morrison has created idiosyncratic music that blends rock, R&B, blues, soul, and Irish folk. In a departure for him, he concentrates on one genre with his new album Pay the Devil, straightforward country music. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
There stands the glass that will ease all my pain, that will settle my brain. It's my first one today. There stands the glass.
That's Van Morrison's version of Webb Pierce's 1950s honky-tonk hit, There Stands the Glass. It's the lead-off cut on Pay the Devil, and it serves as a perfect introduction to the way Morrison approaches his material, with a mixture of commitment and skepticism. Half the songs he picks to cover here don't even suit his vocal attack and persona very well. The second Webb Pierce hit he covers, for example, is Backstreet Affair, a song about shame and suppressed passion. The married narrator has to delay his happiness until the scandal of his affair dies down. Now, when was the last time you ever thought Van Morrison would ever feel shame for anything he did? This is a man who doesn't perform his hits in concert if he doesn't feel like it, and sometimes turns his back on the audience or cuts the show short. He's Van Morrison, dadgummit. Yet what comes through repeatedly on this album is that even when he's accompanied by an almost absurd country-politan backup chorus, as he is here on Big Blue Diamonds, the tension between form and content yields terrific music.
Blue diamonds, big blue diamonds on a finger. Instead of a little band of gold. Big diamonds, big blue diamonds tell the story.
Van Morrison avoided the trap many another rock or pop singer has encountered in going country. He never set foot in Nashville, and therefore never got caught up in the town's sausage factory approach to turning out records. Instead, he stayed in Ireland and surrounded himself with musicians like Paul Godden on steel guitar, and the Welsh pianist Jarrett Watkins, who's always been more honky-tonk than half the Nashville cats here at home. Morrison has also tried his hand at writing in this genre. Put it all together and you get a completely convincing chunk of country lamentation, such as the title song, Pay the Devil.
Well, I love to see the sun setting on the riverside. Just to go back home, yeah, I want to settle down. Well, I have to pay the devil for my music. Keep on with this roaming around. Have to pay the devil.
I don't think every chance Morrison takes on this album pays off. My Bucket's Got a Hole in It has been tackled unevenly by everyone from Hank Williams to Ricky Nelson, and Van's version of it sounds like he's channeling the Beverly Hillbillies, a parody of country music. On the other hand, he takes a Bill Anderson song, Once a Day, a 1964 hit for Lynn Anderson, and sidles up to its tricky meter like a jazz singer, singing slightly behind the beat, slurring lines artfully, and yowling with impeccable control.
Keeps on hurting once a day, holding on.
When you found somebody new, I thought I never would. Forget you for I thought them that I never could. But time has taken all my pain away. Until now I'm down to hurting once a day. Once a day. All day long. And once a night. From dusk till dawn. The only time I wish that you weren't gone is when
I'm guessing that what appealed to Morrison was the emotional directness and verbal concision of these songs, most of them from the 50s and 60s, that stands in great contrast to the often aimless drift of the music Morrison has been writing and recording over the past decade. While it's true that he's never put out an album that hasn't had at least one stunning moment of cranky, eccentric brilliance, it's also true that this one, Pay the Devil, has the virtue of consistency. Every song sounds as though Van Morrison had thought long and hard before he pared it down to its essence, which is also the bedrock of great country music songwriting.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Pay the Devil by Van Morrison.